This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Christmas time. It is my absolute favorite. Harry Simeon Corral, that's the best one. Little Drummer Boy. And then the video is really cool too. If you see the video, it's really pretty good. But Christmas, it's a week away. Technically less than a week, because at midnight it becomes Christmas next Friday night. So, and for everybody, you know, and Merry Christmas, and hope you're doing your shopping. I hope you're healthy. I hope for all the best. It's the time of the year that's tough when you're not healthy. So you need to stay healthy. All right, let's go back to Keith. Keith, I'm sorry. I just wanted to get that information on the sports book. What was your game that was the biggest blowout?
Yeah, no worries. No worries, Howard. It was game four of the 93 World Series. It wasn't necessarily numerically a big blowout, but what it was, they were up, 14-9, and then they ended up getting beat 15-6.
Yeah, that was a tough game, but it was close. I remember when Mitch Williams gave up.
Right.
When Lenny Dykstra went nuts, and that's where he said Mitch was a barrel finder. I had Lenny on the air, and he just buried Mitch. But things, you know, bleep happens.
Yeah.
So, that wouldn't qualify because I want a blowout, but I appreciate the call and have a Merry Christmas. Jim, you're on WIP.
Hey, are we showing your family a Merry Christmas? And I want to talk about the situation with the NFL. They are hypocrites, as you said, in fraud.
The NFL.
The NFL, yeah.
Yes, they are.
A situation with Antonio Brown and Aaron Rodgers. Now, Antonio Brown's not a great character, I understand, but they gave him more of a severe penalty than Aaron Rodgers. And it's not only money, but I think if you're a superstar, you get, and I think that's unfair. I think the punishment should be the same for everybody, okay? And that, to me, is hypocritical.
Okay, now here's the question. Would you rather the game be forfeited than move it to Tuesday? See, that people, I think, want a game. First of all, they should have played it on Sunday, and that's the bottom line. But would you rather it be forfeited or play on Tuesday?
Well, I think I like your theory about they should have sued up people or play them anyway. But if it had to come down to that, I'd rather forfeit it and let the Redskins and the NFL suffer money-wise. So
you'd rather have the game forfeited?
Yeah. Because to see the NFL lose the money because they're hypocrites. So.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's the whole thing is it's disgraceful because of what they've said in the past.
Right. I want to ask you something else. How'd you like the way the Veterans Committee voted?
Well, I think it's a disgrace that Dick Allen is not in the Hall.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Do you think it's a total disgrace,
and there's somebody, and I think it's somebody at the Hall of Fame that has a problem. All right, thanks for the call. All right, this time of the year, what would it be without the famous tones of Arthur? The Popo is chasing him down, but we'll get him before the Popo stops him. Hey, dope, what's happening?
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. I said, dashing through the snow in a one-horse open sleigh. Through the field we go, laughing all the way. Bells on cocktails spin, making our spirits bright. Yo, dope, what's
okay.
up?
Hey, you know what? Do you, are you done your Christmas shopping?
Correct.
You are?
Yeah.
What was the best gift that you got somebody for Christmas?
Louis Vuitton for the girl.
You did?
Yeah.
Where do you get the money? You're unemployed. Where do you get that money?
I paid cash.
Where'd you get the cash?
Fifth Amendment.
Where did you get the cash? Did you declare that money on your taxes?
Declare what? It's a sports book. What do you think they do? What do you do, get a receipt?
Okay, so do you file a tax return?
No. What?
Well, how do you get money? Do you have that much money stuffed in your mattress?
Listen, first of all, the house belongs to my attorney. Wink, wink. Okay, genius?
Okay, well, wink this. All right.
What
about your car? What about your car? How do you buy a car?
Attorney, I own nothing. Oh, my God. Where are you? Let me take you to 101.
It's unbelievable. How much do you think you make a year off a booking? Off a sport?
Well, not so good. Now, yo, brother, I'm in Arizona. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but what would you say? Would you say 100, 200,000?
Fifth Amendment. Are you trying to get me to indict myself?
Well, yeah, but it's easy because you're going to be. We remember last time you called, we set an over under on when the next time you're going to be arrested. I say it's January 31st,
no,
and I take
35th.
I take.
Yo,
no, I take the under. The 31st, you moron.
Only 31 days in a month, Biden. Come on.
I misspoke. just like Roger Clemens misspoke. January 31st, I say it's the under before you get arrested again.
Well, let me say this again. Listen, I've been in the casino pretty good. You know what I mean? So your odds might be okay.
Well, wait a minute. When you went in there, they're supposed to take your information down for taxes. Do they do that?
Listen, if I buy in at $9, what are they taking my information for?
Well, so what's the biggest bet you make at the table? What game do you play?
I bet wrong. You understand? I bet with the house, at the crap table. They don't like me when I bet the table.
Okay, so that's your game. What's the biggest bet that you make at the crap table?
Yeah, your brother, it depends. Sometimes I got $4 on the don't pass line. Sometimes $4. It depends. You know what I mean?
Right.
It depends what the number is.
So,
I mean, if it's a six, I'm not going to put this enough there. I'm going to be short.
I can't believe there's honest people that get arrested. You're a criminal. And
honest people get arrested. Where you been? Did you just see they robbed the Louis store? Nobody went to jail. They robbed them. Where you been? Are you watching the news?
Yeah,
they put a bookmaker in jail, and these guys go in and rob these high-end cars, take $100,000 watches. I hate to tell you this. I ain't giving up booking. I'm just going to go in the Louis store and take anything I want.
Oh, okay. All right. So, okay. So now,
oh my God,
what do you think you're getting for Christmas other than coal?
I took the lawyer and me went like a new Mercedes.
Well, yeah, but Santa's you're a naughty boy, so Santa's not going to get you anything.
Whoa, hold on, pump the brakes. Didn't we get my Christmas wish? I thought I was an Eagles controversy quarterback.
It's not a controversy. So what is your Christmas wish? That's not a Christmas wish. Because there's not a controversy.
You mean for a gift for myself?
Yeah. How about the Giants making the playoffs?
No.
What would that happen in 20 years?
How about the Yankees winning the World Series? That's my real Christmas wish.
Okay. All right, so now this is the time of the year.
Correct.
You're a little melancholy, and you are the one that brings the positive energy, the emotion of the season and Christmas. So roll out a Christmas carol, and we'll see if we get to the next one.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
That's too corny. You know, a real sentimental one. A real sentimental one.
Okay, hold on. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry.
All right, now a medley. Roll into Nat King Cole.
Oh. Nat King Cole? You mean the Christmas song?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on. Now you know what? You got me in a bad spot.
Why is that?
Can you help me up getting a little started?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, you got to have a medley of songs.
A medley?
Medley. It's called a medley, you nitwit.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Jack Frost nipping at your nose.
The old time being sung by a clown and broke dressed.
Hey, you know what?
Like
I see.
Steve-o.
You know what? I got the word the Popo's following you right now. Did you know that?
This is not good. You know what I mean? It's Christmas. You don't lock people up at Christmas. What's the matter with you?
Is that right? Well, you got your boyfriend in there will take care of you with a gift.
What boyfriend?
All right, Nick.
Listen, first of all, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. I wish everybody the best. And listen, let's not have all this controversy amongst ourselves. The vaccine. Just enjoy the holidays, everybody.
Hey, I want the first call. When you're locked up, I want the first call from the joint.
Oh, off my cell phone?
Yep, I want the first call. All right?
If I get hit this, I should get hit this weekend. I'm pretty good. But if the first don't happen,
okay.
I just need a call.
Hey, I want to see your 1099. I want to see your
1099. What's a 1099?
It's a tax form, you moron, or your W-2 or whatever it is.
What W-2? I just told you everything.
You can't. Oh, okay. It's people just giving you money.
Know.
All right, nitwit. Stay out of trouble. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Do you too, you dope. Joe, you're on WIP.
Thanks, buddy. Appreciate the time.
No problem.
I'm going to make two real quick comments because I do want to get through all my things quickly.
Sure.
Next time you run into our dear friend Anthony over at the sister or the opposite competition station,
He
was on the radio yesterday and made a statement that the Little Drummer Boy is one of the worst songs in the history of Christianity.
Here's what I'll say.
I agree with you, though.
I never listened to any other sports talk station in Philadelphia than WIP.
Quality of that song. Then.
Well, it's a great song. So it's just.
I hear you. Okay. Whatever. My next question is with the NFL and gambling, what is the rule of thumb with the players? Is it no different? They cannot bet on games?
They can't bet on football games.
Okay, same thing.
They do bet on other games, and I think they're allowed to do that because it's legal. Hey, when they play fantasy, I think that's wrong too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they have inside information. That's not what it's supposed to be. That's gambling.
Okay. Now, do you see in the future the NFL changing rules to get to a larger active roster due to COVID? And expand.
No, you can't
roster.
Have because it costs money for the teams. No.
Well,
they have 19 guys on the practice squad. How many do you need? What do you need? 100 people? What's this, a college team?
Well, no, to allow more to be on the day of game roster.
No, because you know what players are on the game day roster before the game. So you don't need more on the game day roster because you already have that set.
Gotcha. Now, in a hypothetical, would this be hitting rock bottom in professional sports? Next Tuesday, what if both leagues, the hockey and the NFL, said no fans in the stadium? Would that be pathetic?
Well, they're doing that. They did that in Montreal. I don't think it's going to get to that because you know the deal. Mo money. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, what's your biggest blowout?
So my answer to your trivia question for the gift card is
cards.
I'm going to go back to this season with the Eagles. It really was a blowout in Dallas. The first game.
Yeah, I don't know that I would take that based on some of the other ones. That was a good one. I think it was like a 20-point game. And, yeah, the Eagles kind of caught up late. Merry Christmas. But I would not I would not go that route. I would not. I wouldn't go that game. I'm telling you, there's some games that people are missing. 215-592-9494. Mark Lawrence will join us at about 9:40, but we have another segment coming up. I still didn't get an answer. Actually, I did get one or two. Why Glenn Rivers gets a pass when people were ready to get rid of Nick Sirianni after three or four games? Why does Glenn Rivers get a pass? They're just not a good team. He's not a good coach. He hasn't won since 2008. It's just good guy, terrific guy, but he's not a good coach. 215-592-9494. And how many people, two other questions. How many people are inconvenienced by the game moving from Sunday to Tuesday? And how many people haven't finished their Christmas shopping yet? 215-592-9494. We're at the fabulous, sensational Borgata. The time now is 9:19.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.